Karen Creed now with another look at what it says in your morning papers.
Thanks, Mary. There's a bleak outlook for those seeking to purchase their first home in some of Ireland's main cities. The Irish Daily Mail highlights a new report out today which finds that couples looking to buy in either Cork, Dublin or Galway will need to have combined salaries of more than €100,000. Staying with high figures, as the Irish Independence lead story explains, that the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council has accused the coalition of trying to game the system to downplay a €12 billion budget giveaway for next year. Gimmickry is a word repeated across the papers, with the government being accused of using it to flatter its budgetary numbers. The Irish Examiner gives prominence to Fine Gael Senator Micheál Carraghy's sentiments on the judicial system in the aftermath of a sentence handed down to a man who harassed him, his wife and children. In an interview with the paper, he details plans to discuss with the Justice Minister the experience he had navigating the court system, which he claims is not putting victims front and centre. The paper also reports how the CEO of Cork County Council is being called the Scrooge of Christmas after a decision to pull the plug on a public Christmas light switch on for the second year in a row. We read how Anne Doherty told councillors the concerns around running this event safely, taking into account the increased numbers attending it in the last decade and citing risks like crushing and difficulty with facilitating emergency access, which she said cannot be underestimated. I could have been number one. Well, so could any wham. The Irish Sun's headline suggests that Shane McGowan is set to be beaten to number one in the UK by Wham's Last Christmas. A tribute to Shane McGowan from his heartbroken family is in the Irish Daily Star, which also reports that Johnny Depp and Nick Cave will be among the famous faces expected at his funeral tomorrow. On the front page of the Irish Times, Conor Lally reports that while Taoiseach receives up to 500 complaints a year over alleged use of force by Gardaí, the number that end up in court is in the low single digits, and that very often such cases result in acquittals. We're told that allegations of excessive use of force or assault by on- and off-duty members account for about one-fifth of the complaints made to the Garda watchdog annually. Inside this paper is a story highlighting how tackling food waste will be given prominence for the first time at the International Climate Conference COP28. It gives stark facts such as a quarter of all food produced around the world is wasted. Many of the papers have photographs of a beaming Caio Benicio and members of the GoFundMe team who joined the Deliveroo hero for a drink in Dublin. The Irish Daily Mirror describes how generous donors dug deep to raise over €700,000 for those who intervened in the recent stabbing attack outside a school in Dublin. More days of industrial action before Christmas is the warning carried on the front of the Belfast Telegraph, as we read how the city of Belfast is taking a £10 million hit from the public transport strike turmoil. In the business section of The Independent, David Chance writes about the speculation over Pascal Donoghue becoming the next head of the International Monetary Fund, writing that whether the minister fancies a crack at it or not, it is high time it went to someone from outside Europe. He makes the point that with each economic crisis, the Eurozone permanently loses a few points of growth to the US, and states, surely we're not going to give the job to a European in 2025 on the basis the bloc can't reform its economy. Did you know there are seven types of personality in every WhatsApp group chat? The Independent has the lowdown on the voice noter to the serial liker, as JJ Clark asks if any of these characters seem familiar. While this paper also dedicates a page to small signs your relationship will go the distance, referring to the orange peel theory. For those of us not familiar with this, we're informed it's the latest fad to emerge from TikTok as people share small but meaningful acts of love. So whether it's peeling a juicy jaffa for you, warming the bed or catching spiders, it reminds people in the run-up to Christmas to think less about the expensive gifts and more on how the flame can keep burning in different ways.
Sound advice there, Karen Creed.